The idea of forming the Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition was brought to the Energy Committee by Wrangell Mayor Don McConachie, who participates in the Highway 37 Coalition teleconferences on behalf of Wrangell. The intent is to have coalitions on both sides of the border working towards the same objective. The Highway 37 Coalition is focused on developing a transmission line along the Highway 37 corridor from Terrace to Bob Quinn Lake, with hopes of eventually connecting to Dease Lake. The Alaska-Canada Coalition wants to build an intertie between the existing hydro project at Tyee to Bob Quinn, and in doing so, connect Southeast Alaska to the North American power grid. Wrangell Energy Committee Chair and Borough Assembly Member Ernie Christian says the formation of an Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition is in its early stages.
We're trying to determine how we're going to set it up. We have to determine membership fees, basic structure, and maybe eventually if we get enough membership involved, if the fees, we can hire a part-time secretary or something to keep the minutes, of course, and do a semi-monthly meeting and schedule meetings and hopefully push the project along. Something like Highway 37, they're really pushing their project along, and so we're trying to do it on this side of the border too.
Once infrastructure of the coalition is in place, the next step will be getting supporters and members.
We'll send invites to all the people on the other side of the border that are currently part of Highway 37, and then we'll also send it out to everybody on this side. The Southeast Conference would be a good place to start, and we could hit Wrangell, Petersburg, and all the communities in Southeast, and then also the private companies that might be interested too, which could be longer than, of course, the municipalities list.
Throughout all of Southeast, there's momentum to develop more hydro projects. Wrangell Energy Committee member Stephen Rux says the intertie to British Columbia makes sense for the whole region.
This AKBC intertie is going to profit Southeast Alaska, for everyone in Southeast Alaska. That has to go through. And that has to go through along with developing the hydro facilities. They have to work hand in hand. One is no good without the other.
Christian says this new Alaska-Canada coalition will appeal to smaller communities who are still relying on diesel for power.
Say, for instance, if CAKE, if we have the AKBC in place, when CAKE gets on the grid, potentially they could buy power over the AKBC intertie.
The city of Wrangell has long stood behind the belief that a power line to British Columbia is key to completing the Southeast intertie, allowing for export and import of power. Christian hopes the Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition will speed up the process to actually make the intertie to British Columbia a reality.
I hope by getting everybody, more entities involved in it, it'll help us push it along. Of course, funding is a major issue for many of the municipalities out there, and if we pool our resources together, we're able to hopefully fund at least the project and lobby efforts, and I think that'll push the project along. Once you get it out there in the forefront of everybody's mind, like at the state level and federal level, say this is a viable project, funding should be available hopefully in the near future.
In conjunction with forming the coalition, members of the Wrangell Energy Committee have plans to lobby in Juneau this fall for the intertie to British Columbia. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.